Today's podcast guest is Dr. Brian Cotter. Dr. Brian works in conjunction with his brother, Dr. James Cotter, and they've established a very successful chain of clinics around the world. They've recently launched their new range, Sisu Solutions. It's a skincare range which was 3 years in development. Dr. Brian explains to me exactly what goes into being happy with a product that has to reach his level of perfection. And believe me, he goes into detail about exactly what it takes to reach that level. He's got to be 100% happy with it. We talk about skinnovation. I really like that. And we talk about the need to evolve your range and to make sure that when you are a doctor working to his level, that you really do spend every moment working to the minute detail to make sure that you're happy with everything that you offer. It really was an interesting chat, and I hope you enjoy it too. So Dr. Brian, thank you very much for chatting with me in the podcast. You've got a new line of products out. Can you tell me a little bit about why it got started, especially in today's market when there are so many people bringing out brands? Let's be honest as well. Sometimes it's influencers, and I'm not always 100% sure what their background is. But when it's someone like yourself and it's what you do, I can understand why. So why now?
Yeah, well, look, first thing, thanks very much for having me on. It's great to come on and to talk about Sisu and about our products. I suppose as a back-end piece with it, you kind of hit the nail in the head. Both my brother and I were both doctors. We've been in the aesthetic medicine space the last decade. Sisu Clinic, or our brand in our clinic group, has 26 clinics spanning 3 countries, 2 continents. So we're a big organization in the aesthetic space. And in reality, I suppose the want to develop a brand was out of an ideal kind of purism, if that makes sense, and that we wanted to create something that was very scientifically focused and, like you said, wasn't just a purely marketing-driven product about sales. And I think, you know, we always say that it's medicine first, business second in what we do. With developing the product, I suppose, look, we have a lot of clinics in Ireland. We have about 17. We have 3 in the UK currently. We're going to open a lot more in London. And then we have them in the US, in New York, in Soho, and in Texas, in Houston. So I suppose what we've found with it is that when we were opening clinics, we have obviously a retail space within the stores, and we were effectively selling other people's products. And often with it, you know, I wasn't happy with the level of service I was getting from some of the reps and some of the manufacturers. It was all really about just selling stuff as opposed to having an ultra bespoke, ultra tailored product. And then look, in reality, probably the biggest factor was COVID hit. The world stopped, like it did for you and I and everyone else. And James and I, we went back working in hospitals, and I guess all of our clinics shuttered, they were closed. And in my free time, what limited capacity I had in free time, I'm a bit of a nerd. So I decided, okay, let's be ultra productive. And I decided that we would go on the journey of developing skincare. So it took about 3 years. It took an awful lot of work, awful lot of science-based formulation. And again, with it, I think, you know, you've tried the product. We have a world-class product that the science piece of it is incredibly robust.
And when you say the 3 years, it sounds like a long time. And that's just me hearing you say that. When you're in that 3 years, do you feel at the beginning as if it's never going to get to that end because you've got so much involved to get that finished product?
Yeah, and look, this is my first product development in the sense of, you know, we've got a range of products. I think that kind of journey piece with developing it was a real learning process for me. I'm probably quite type A. I like to do things a certain way, and I like to move with pace. And I guess I had slight impatience and frustration, but I think for me, ultimately, I never compromised. And I'm so glad I didn't compromise because, you know, I always say, like, the enemy of better is best. And I think with the product, there was, you know, the actual formulation phase of it, I had a team of industrial chemists. I had certain, I suppose, patient stories where, you know, we treat large volume of patients, and I was finding people weren't getting the best effect from products with it. And I guess when we core down into the data and the science with it, we realized that some of the products that are currently available, their formulations did compromise. They did leave out one or two things because either it was ridiculously expensive or it was a joke. I have a CFO and, you know, he was scratching his head when we were developing it, because I was sending him, you know, manufacturers and things like that, quotations for putting in this type of compound or that type of product, or for the HA, I wanted a very high grade product, not the middle road one. And I think, again, it's just the fact that the science piece of it led the way, but it was a long process. I think, you know, it was a team effort as well in it, in that, it, you know, okay, I led that portion of it, but, you know, everyone that works in CSU had mass inputs in it, even the development of the collagen piece down to the taste testing. It was blindfold testing in clinics and scorecards and people giving their opinions. So, you know, the end product in reality is it's a huge team effort, but I'm so glad that, you know, we really held the idea of building a world-class product that didn't compromise on absolutely anything. But it was a long time. 3 years is a long time.
It sounds it, and that's not us involved in it. But when you go onto the website, you've really easily broken it down into what each product is, but it's not just easy to read, it's also in depth. And I think it's very hard for people to manage to balance the two. Sometimes when it's in depth, it can be over your head, but you've managed to break it all down so that if anyone's not familiar with an ingredient, you've made sure that we can actually understand what it's doing and why it's there. And I think that's quite an unusual thing. Sometimes they just bombard you with words.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very unique. And I guess in a way, you know, in the aesthetic practices that we have, we're Gourmanian injectable clinic, and that it's pretty much all we do. Communication for us across the group and with all the doctors with it is vital. It's probably a super skill set for a lot of practitioners, in that, you know, for the majority in medicine, there's a big empathic piece with it. And it's that ability to understand people, whether, you know, you're working in the NHS or the HSE, or whether you're in aesthetic medicine, is that you will have people who will come into you maybe knowing a little bit, maybe knowing nothing at all, maybe thinking that they know a lot. But I think there's a difference between information and knowledge. And I think what we did do very effectively with it is, we give you information that empowers you, and we allow you to digest that and to connect that, I guess, to your wants, your needs, your aspirations. So again, it's vital in terms of the communication pieces. How do you talk to somebody in an injectable consultation, or how do you talk to somebody about potentially buying a cosmetic product that isn't going to fit their needs? And I think, you know, information really is the biggest factor in any decision that anybody makes. I always say to people, it's not time that people need to make a decision. It's clear, concise information.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And sometimes within skincare, if someone's interested in it, it can be a badge of honor that they're not qualified to interest how many technical terms they know. But sometimes it's not about the technical terms for us as consumers. It's about knowing at base level what the product's going to do for you. And I think you've made that.
Yeah, I mean, look, even for me as a consumer, and you yourself, like, we purchase things, we make decisions every day of the week. I think it's buying something that is tailored to the specific wants and needs that you have, whilst always, I guess, having hard scientific fact and basis behind it. Because, you know, selling a product that smells nice and looks nice, but the efficacy and the data points behind it are not there, it's a little snake oily, I guess. And in part with it, you know, in medicine and even in the clinics, we can't do a treatment or carry out a treatment or talk about something if there's not hard science behind it.
Yeah, that makes sense. And I've actually got my most recent mask that I used just. Yeah. And what I was so surprised about with the sheet masks, number one, they're easy to use, but the amount of product they are selling. Yes. You didn't scrimp at all. And when you look at the price on the website too, I think people will be surprised, because you could have easily charged a lot more. Was that something, again, you felt that you wanted to make?
Yeah, I suppose there's a viewpoint even in what you said there. So for me, you know, I have a girlfriend, I have a sister, I have a mum. They're, you know, 30, 40, 70. I always reference them in lots of things. And when I was doing my research on it, probably even before the 3-year period, you know, in particular, my sister, she's 40, she's 3 kids, she's always busy. And, you know, when she'd use a sheet mask, it was like hard to apply. It would slip off her face. You know, she would love to have the time to sit down on a couch and pop it on and things like that. But often she was busy with the kids doing things. And I think so the ease of application and even using a biocellulose system with it, there is a good adhesion onto the skin. And again, it's a scientific basis with it. The tighter the product is to the dermal junction, you know, you get less slippage, you get higher rates of absorption. I think having a product that also, you know, again, we didn't compromise in anything. It would have been cheaper for me into development to put a little less HA, a little less peptide. But I think, you know, when you use the product, you'll really see that it is drenched. It's the moisture binding capacity of it is phenomenal. I often kind of, I suppose I describe it like a little octopus, you know, it really like sucks onto your face. And, you know, I've compared it to lots of different sheet masks, but we wanted to create something that was high quality, but that also had value. Yeah. That's a big thing for me as a consumer, is, you know, I have to feel like I'm getting something for my hard-earned money.
It felt like value, and also it wasn't slimy. I've used them before when they've been quite slimy, and it wasn't like that at all.
Yeah, again, with the biocellulose, with the membrane that's in it, the product in effect gets uptaken quite quickly, as opposed to just sitting on the skin surface and, you know, you get slippage and you take it off. And even afterwards with this, you'll find, I'm sure people are listening, if they try the product, you have this glowy, dewy, kind of plump texture in your skin. Not that, you know, you've just stuck your head in a bunch of oils and it's kind of greasy, you know. So it is a fantastic product.
And as I always say to anyone that listens to the podcast, I am not as sensitive as I used to be. I do think when you've been ultra sensitive, sometimes when your skin changes, you've still got it in your head that you're super sensitive, but I'm not as much as I used to be. So when I'm trying something new, I'm always a little bit worried that maybe the sensitivity will occur. And the mask, no issue at all. And it felt, when it was off, and I felt as if I could have used it longer, but I followed my instructions, it just felt fresh. It didn't feel, like you say, it didn't feel greasy, didn't feel residue, didn't any product that was still there, just very gently, just naturally absorbed. And then you felt as if that could be you for the remainder of the night. It just felt as if everything was...
Yeah, it is. The effect of it is quite long lasting. I think even, you know, sometimes even for me, I might use one before I go to bed, and then it's like, Next day I've kind of forgotten I've used it. And then somebody's like, oh God, your skin is great. Or my girlfriend in particular finds that, you know, when she goes to apply makeup, and again, it's down to surface tension in the tissue, you'll use less foundation, it kind of glides on. So I think as a kind of product that some patients of mine will use it religiously, they'll, you know, have some people it's like once a week after work, and other people they'll find it's 2 or 3 times. And some people, when they buy a pack, you know, they might use it on a Saturday as their pamper day. So it really does give the effect of, you know, if you've ever had a really good facial, you know, that kind of lasts for an extended period of time. And I think that's a very powerful thing about the product, is that you do get a long lasting effect from it.
But you've made it affordable, so someone could use it multiple times a week. There's certain products where people might deliberately stretch out longer than is ideal, but you've made it, you can say, right, I'm going to use this multiple times, and you're not thinking, and now I need to wait till payday until I have some more. You've removed that.
Yeah, I think it was important for us, you know, in terms of developing a product that it's accessible for people. And I do agree. And sometimes, you know, I looked at some sheet masks and I look at it and think like, that's very expensive. And, you know, it was, and when you core down into what's in it, it didn't kind of correlate in terms of why it's so expensive, you know, and sometimes you'll find that as a consumer, you'll be acutely aware of, okay, I'm paying over the odds for something maybe that isn't as great a product. So for us, you know, to develop out a fan base for the product, I really wanted something that was like the best product possible. But also if people wanted to use it every day or once every 3 or 4 days, then they can. And again, they have that sense of value with a high quality product.
Yeah. And I love the Skinnovation tagline and also that it's skin health and also skincare. So again, is that because of your job that it was really important? Also with the collagen too, is it just important to you that it's not just about how the skin looks, but it's actually what's going on?
Yeah, I mean, look, the aesthetic space itself is not, you know, it was probably typically anti-aging and now it's wellness. So, you know, I mean, the skin is the largest organ in the body. Like any other system or organ, it has a specific function. So for us, there was again that kind of science piece of how do you get the best delivery of the product, how do you get the best bioavailability of the product? And it does come back down to that medicine tenet. I think if you have somebody who comes in and they're purely marketing and they say, okay, we're going to develop a product to a consumer, and they don't have, I guess, that ability to switch between medicine and business with a really kind of fast synchronicity. And again, with it, I think, you know, there's the aesthetic component, but like particularly within the collagen, that was incredibly difficult to make, by the way. It was, I wouldn't say pulling your hair out, but at some points through the journey of it, I was like, oh man, like what am I doing? This is, you know, because the manufacturer's saying you can't bind that with that, that doesn't work. And even, you know, getting, you know, type 2, type 4 hybridized collagen, it's a marine-based collagen. Getting the correct biotin, getting the correct molecular weights in the product. You know, and it was really, look, it was an obsession of mine, probably in part with it. I'm a little bit like that. And I think when you look at the collagen products, again, we looked at a lot of data sets in terms of, you know, how is collagen absorbed, you know, your amino acid structure with it, what is required to slow down the absorption, how is its bioavailability at its greatest? And look, I bought every collagen on the market. Literally, if you walked into my house at one point, you would have thought I was a distribution center for collagen. There was boxes everywhere. And you know, it was looking at the data sets that some manufacturers had. Again, probably looking at it from a very critical eye, you know, and for us, having probably independent studies on collagen supplementation, you know, in terms of general skin health and tissue, normally with collagen, you know, in medicine, it's probably more the deficiencies you'll read about, but optimization of it in terms of general health, wellness, patients we have, you know, they find skin, hair, teeth, nails, it all improves. I think going with a marine-based collagen was very important because again, look, you do get the kind of benefits of general, you know, the fish consumption, if you like, with the omega-3 fatty oils and things like that. The bovine one I wasn't a big fan of. Straight up, I probably I'm a little bit sensitive to taste and smells, and I found it really hard to drink. Some of the other collagen samples that I got, they really were kind of gloopy, you know, kind of agglutinated. And when I was mixing it, I was kind of getting half water, half juice. And then, you know, it reminded me of like cough syrup when you were a baby, that kind of like I get a mouthful of it and I was like, oh, that's gross. But I think even the flavor we went with a kind of berry. And the reason for that is it's a softer fruit. And interestingly, you know, we spoke to our team about it and staff, and the fact that it's a marine-based collagen and it's 8,000 milligrams, collagen is relatively sharp. It's quite bitter. So we went with a softer fruit as opposed to a citrus like a lemon or an orange because it was far more palatable. I think it tastes, look, I'm probably intrinsically biased towards it, but I really like the, I like the taste of it. It tastes nice enough that you drink it, not so nice that it's bad for you. That makes sense.
Not holding your nose and thinking, just get this down me.
Yeah, exactly.
But what I think is really important is that you are putting your name to a product such as collagen. And the reason I'm asking this is because I'm a fan of collagen. But why is it that so many people, when you talk about collagen, they'll say there's no benefit, there's no proof that it works? Why is there still that thought process out there? Because I believe in it and a lot of people do. But why are there still the people that say, no, it doesn't work? And it's almost like you just cannot get them to see.
Yeah, I think that the data points in are important. I think not all collagens are the same. That's the first thing. And even in the development process, I really learned that in the sense of, you know, my education, my understanding about it. Even James and I would sit down and look as two doctors, we would really try and break the information. You know, it's very a critical mindset piece with it. I think the big thing around it is that, you know, you have to have a collagen that has a, that has the correct ingredients around it, okay, in terms of its ability to be absorbed. I think even while we developed, there's a thing called it's an enzyme, they call it a double nutrient enzyme, and basically it slows down the absorption as it goes through the GI tract. So, you know, you're not just drinking something that you kind of pee out and it's like expensive urine. I think when you look at it, the general piece around kind of collagen, having a good diet, having balanced diet piece with it, I think as a supplement with it, and even anecdotally, probably on your own, what we call level 5 evidence, which is like, well, I use it and I like it and I get good benefit from it. I think the more of that you'll see, and I think even if you look at the collagen market, I mean, it is a multi-billion dollar market that is probably in its embryogenesis as opposed to its infancy. I think it's not even fully formed. And I think what you'll find with it is that the data sets and the trial pieces on it are going to become more and more robust. A lot of people, you know, I'm probably in a very unique position in that we do a lot of aesthetic injectable stuff, but we probably view the space more as wellness in the sense of not just anti-aging. And if I'm solely focused on doing, you know, tissue modulators or skin boosters with it, then of course I'm not going to be in favor of you buying a collagen supplement that might mean you'll consume less of what I'm selling. And that is within the industry. You know, you might go to a place and they'll sell you the merits and benefits of a certain type of machine or product because what you really need they don't do. So instead of saying, look, we don't do that, you'd have real benefit from that type of treatment, they'd be like, well, actually, here's another one I have over here. And, you know, it'll kind of do 60% of what you want, but they'll kind of flog it to you in that sense.
That makes sense. And I'm a big fan of supplementation. I believe that, you know, when people are completely against it, or you get the opposite people that maybe supplement to extremes and they've got the big bag. Yep. I do believe that the only way that you could possibly live a life without supplementation is if everything's behaving perfectly. And that's very rarely the case. Most of the time there's something going on in your body where maybe it's autoimmune or maybe it's your lifestyle, where supplementation definitely plays its part.
Yeah, I mean, I think what you're going to see with medicine in general over the next probably 5 years, definitely 10 years, it's going to become way more bespoke, way more personalized. I mean, for me, on the core fundamentals, there's two things that are vital. One is, you know, diet. Good food is cheap medicine. That's what my mom always says to me. And I think the second thing is exercise. Yeah. You know, that ability to stay youthful. I think people don't get old because they get old. I think they get old because they stop moving. And I think if you look at things like, you know, papers coming out on muscle mass and longevity or exercise and longevity, I think having a balanced view of, I suppose, the things you're putting into your body is very, very important. Your outputs is very important. I think having things that will help you and benefit you. And the other thing with it is that, you know, if you take a collagen supplement and you really like it and you feel like your skin looks healthier with it, that's also an added benefit to you in terms of how you feel about yourself, about your confidence piece with it. And I think when you look at things like collagens, they are great add-ons, but I always say to people, you know, it's like have your core building blocks, maintain good diet, you know, the usual, be well hydrated. And again, with it, what we're trying to get into a position is every benefit that you have for tissue quality, try and optimize.
Yeah. And are you impressed with some of the feedback that you've had on all of the products? Does it surprise you sometimes who has had a result that you might have thought that'll take a bit of time, and it's not the case at all? They've just went straight in with a great result.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's I was probably always supremely confident in the product because the science with it was there. But when, you know, I suppose have a human interaction with it and you get this feedback from it, it's quite humbling, actually. You know, to 3 years and all that pain with it, you think like, okay, well, you know, the positive feedback we're getting from the products, even talking to you today, it's, you know, it's a nice feeling when somebody comes on and say, look, actually, you know, I'm validating what you think. It is amazing. I do like it. I felt X, Y, and Z from it. I think with the collagen supplement piece, would have, I've had patients that are after, you know, 9-10 days, we've chatted to them and they're like, I really like how my kind of hydration in my skin has improved with it. I think in terms of the sheet mask, it's very actually effective for, and you mentioned it earlier, for kind of atopic skin, people that get a little bit red or they can get blotchy with it. Because, you know, even my friend of mine with it, I said to him, you know, probably try that. And he would have, he's not of our space, if that makes sense. Type of guy that would probably wash his face with a bar of Imperial Leather soap. But he tried it and, you know, he was like, geez, that's actually like, that's great, because he felt his redness went way down. So again, with it, I think like the aesthetic space and the beauty space is a very positive space. And I think having that ability to add some level of positivity in somebody's day, no matter how small, I think that in itself is probably, you know, worth the work.
Yeah. And are the wheels already turning for future products? Is that always something that's in the pipeline?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're always looking at developing things that will enhance the patient experience. We do have a skincare line that's going to be launching, so you'll get your hands on that soon enough. That was a difficult process because, in fact, it all was, but particularly within the SPF stuff that we developed, because we have clinics in the US, I had to go through the FDA process. And that was hard. It was difficult. But again, you know, we have our FDA stamp piece with it. I think you'll find that when, and again, actually back to probably one of the first things you mentioned, is that it's very simplistic. You know, we've tailored to, you know, what we call the essentials. That's one portion of it. And then the lavish, that's going to be the second portion of it. And what we're looking is the kind of core components of what your tissue requires, dependent on who you are, what problems you have, what things you want to address. And again, I think when you see those products being launched, it's going to be a breath of fresh air for people, because you're not going to be standing there looking at something being like, oh my God, which one am I going to pick? It'll be like, okay, you know, 1, 2, and 3 are perfect for you. 4, 5, and 6, you might move into at a later point. But again, it's about building those blocks of allowing people to feel comfortable, to get into a good routine, to, you know, use our products as an adjunct to maybe the injectable treatments they get within the clinic. So I think when those products arrive, it will really give the kind of brand structure a very solid foundation, because ultimately I know that if you walk out the door with a Sisu Solutions, a HA-based serum or an SPF or a lip balm, that I'm happy with what's in it. And there's no compromise on what's in it. And I think that that's a very satisfying feeling for us.
Look forward to that. So could you tell us where people could find the products? Is it on specifically on your website?
So yeah, so the products can be purchased on sisuclinic.com, also within our clinics in person. So again, if you're UK based, we have three clinics in London. One is in Mayfair, just beside Green Park Tube Station. Great location, really like that part of London. Second location is in Hampstead. Again, it's a really beautiful area. It's very charming, it's kind of like villagey, you know, but in the middle of the city. And then we have another clinic in Richmond. And obviously we have our stores in Ireland, pretty much everywhere in Ireland. And then if you're US based, we have two clinics in New York, one in 311 West Broadway, which is in Soho, and another one on 61 West 23rd, which is in the Flatiron District. And then we're building a third actually in Brooklyn, but that's going to take a while. And then we have three clinics in Florida. There's two in Miami, one in Brickell City Center, the other in River Market, River Market's in Fort Lauderdale. And then we have another one in Coral Gables, and there's one in Houston. So what is actually really cool is that we have Irish consumers, UK consumers, US consumers, and the feedback across those geographical territories is, we really like your product. You know, which is a kind of cool feeling, because, you know, the consumer in Miami is quite different to the consumer in New York compared to Houston, compared to London. London and Ireland, look, I mean, Ireland and the UK were extremely similar as nations with it. But I think when you really see, you know, people in Miami extolling the virtues of the sheet mask, because, you know, there's humidity there, there's heat there, it's a very different weather system.
Well, I don't know where you find the time to create these products.
When I figure that one out, I'll tell you. I probably don't sleep a lot. And probably.
I recommend a little sheet mask for that when you're feeling a bit.
Yeah. I think it's probably 4 more hours in the day, and lots of sheet masks I need as well. But they probably keep me going, you know.
Helps. Thank you so much for taking the time. And when the new products come out, it'd be great to chat with you again, and you can talk.
Yeah, I'll definitely chat with you. And again, you know, I'll get some products to you. You can test them, review them, see what you think. I mean, for us, we're very probably analytical and critical of things. So it's always great to get feedback from people that are in this space, and hopefully you like the products and continue with the collagen and the sheet masks. You'll love them. Your skin will like them a lot.
As I said, for someone who used to be extremely reactive, not so much now, there's always that little doubt when you try something new. And honestly, my skin loved it. So I'm one of those many people that have fed back to you. I could have quite happily kept it on for double the time just because it felt very pleasant to use.
Yeah. Next one you use as well, pop it in the fridge, maybe like 15 minutes before you use it. I like it. That's how I really like it, because it's nice and cooling.
That's a good tip. I will do that. So thank you very much, and we will speak again soon.
Great. Listen, thanks very much for having me. It was a pleasure speaking with you.